Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Pitbull Friday. We say hello now to Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver and the soon-to-be Silly Underdog Picks champion. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Could you say that one more time for the listeners, please?
No.
Soon-to-be what?
No, I can't do that. But,
How you doing, man?
We're good. We just talked about this before you came on. 2 years ago today, Amy Adams Strunk fired John Robinson as the general manager. And honestly, like, it triggered me. It was just, we played the clip of me saying it on the air and, you know, right when it happened and all of that. And I look at this organization since that moment, they've been in a tailspin and they haven't been able to pull out of it. And I always like to ask, what if, you know, what if she had not made that move? And he had stayed on, you know, maybe the end of the year, they end up not making the playoffs anyway, and then they fire him. But I just feel like that, because from your perspective as a player, she said she didn't agree with some of the roster decisions that he made, makes the moves. How do the guys in the locker room take that? Like, do they go, did she just say we suck? Like, I mean, that's kind of how I feel like they might have taken it.
No, but see, here's the thing that I don't understand, and I respect her to the utmost. You know, you say you didn't agree with some of the moves he made, but then why would you give him an extension 2 or 3 months before that?
Right.
That's where the confusing part is at. That's where you're like wondering, you know, why did you give him an extension if you didn't agree with that? And then the timing of it. If they would have did it right after the season, I'd be like, okay, she's tired of it. But she does it right after the Philadelphia game because of, you know, A.J. Brown had a phenomenal game. So it was kind of the timing of it, you know, when it was done and how it was done. And, you know, and at the end, there was basically no explanation. There was just said, okay, we don't like the decisions. But if you didn't like the decisions, then why would you give an extension and then come out with something to where, you know, I'm happy with what he's doing because our organization is going in the right direction. So those are the things that are kind of contradicting, you know, with what she's saying a little bit.
Yeah, and I know the NFL, it's not for long is what it stands, it stands for. Yeah. I mean, you know. But yes. I look at the last 2 years and it feels like 20. Because of the purgatory that they've been in.
Yeah, and just kind of looking at the whole roster, and Derek Mason says this all the time, he just said that the depth of the team is not there. And I'm not going to compare it to 1999, but I'm going to tell about 1999. The reason why we were so successful is because we had a lot of depth. The receiver position, we had a lot of guys there. The defensive back position, the quarterback position, we had Steve Mack, we had Neil O'Donnell. So the depth was there. You look at this 2024 team, there's no depth. If you look at the starting offensive line, who's there afterwards? You go to the secondary when Awuzie and Snead get hurt, who's there? You get to you know, the wide receiver position. You know, if Calvin really goes down, you just got NWI. So it's the depth problem that's hurting the Titans.
Can I just say this? And this is 100% not directed at you, but like, I'm tired of talking about 1999. I really agree.
Like, I agree with that.
No, like, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, that's what's so frustrating is they can't figure this out. It's like we constantly have to go back to, 1999 when they went to the Super Bowl.
That was the litmus test of where we were. And you're right. And I know I always go back to it. And I'm just going back to it because,
you lived it.
We lived it, and we just had a whole bunch of depth. And this team right here, you know, it's just different. I mean, the vibe is different. I know we switching coaches, and everybody wants people fired and doing all this stuff. But when you want to do something great, you got to make sure everybody at the top is on the same page.
100%. And you can bring you can bring up 1999 anytime you want, Chris.
I know what you mean. Because sometimes I just go back to where, because I want people to get a visual of what I'm talking about. Like, if I run down the receiver position, Derek Mason, Yancey Dickman, Isaac Byrd, you know, Joey Kent. If you go down this roster with the Tennessee Titans, Calvin Ridley, NWI.
Yeah, that's it.
see that? Okay, defensive back, Snead, Awuzie, Brownlee.
I like Brownlee.
Okay. Guard, you got Skoronski.
A guard.
You see what I'm saying? There's nothing after that, and I say that respectfully, but they're going to have to build this roster up and get some depth of what they got to do.
Chris, I would never admonish you on the air. You could talk 1999 all day, man.
You didn't admonish me. No, but I got to quit talking about it because that was 25 years ago. But and you know, it's hard because the fans want to win. I mean, they do want to win. I mean, we got the stadium coming up in the next couple of years, and you know, you want to bring a good product in there and try to build something special. So I understand.
Tell me more about 1999.
Oh.
Can we get Prince? Can we play the Prince song, 1999?
Even better. All right, Chris, let me ask you about this.
Sure.
And I know you have a caring soul. Treylon Burks, yes, done for this year. And look, yeah, we all jumped on him like, he's no good. But, man, I mean, you know the pain when you can't help out a team,
Lord have mercy,
when nobody believes in you. I mean, what do you think he's going through right now?
He's dealing with a lot, and the thing about it is he can't really tell anybody, because if we tell somebody, then we feel like we're soft, and that's not the case. And this is why I want to do player development and all these things in NFL with a team, because, you know, what I would do is I would go knock on his door, and I would sit with him with nobody around. We'll sit with no TV on and ask him, let's put the playbook aside. Dude, how are you doing? How is Treylon doing? How's your mental? Because a lot of times we as men, we're like, I'm good. But then we're dying inside. And that's what I would do with Treylon Burks. Man, how you doing? How's your psyche? No. Let's really talk about it. And then once we can talk about those feelings, then I can help him channel those feelings. Because, you know, when I retired from the NFL, you know, I was in a dark spot, man. I was depressed. I was upset. I was confused. I mean, all these things that I really didn't have nobody to talk to. So what I would tell Treylon Burks is, let's figure this thing out. Even if you're not with the Titans, you know, or go to another team, let's figure this out and rebuild, not just the football player, but let's build the man back up. And that's what I would tell Treylon Burks.
What? Hold back up a second. So when you got out and you're done, nobody to talk to? I mean, were you in a dark place?
I was in a very dark place and just confused, you know, went through a divorce, you know, had some people that I thought I could trust that I couldn't. I went through that and then went to some situations to where I was, questioning, do I even want to be here? You know, questioning, you know, what, well, you know, am I a failure? All these things that are going through your mind, like, man, everybody was telling me how good I was, but now it feels like after the league, I feel like I'm all alone. So now you look and you're like, man, okay, what am I got to do? You're going to get interviews. You're doing all these things because you're trying to fulfill what football tried to fulfill in your life and come to the realization that football didn't feel it.
Oh, man, I'm glad you're here, baby. I'm glad you're doing well. let's talk about these last five games for the Titans.
Yeah.
And Chase, I discussed this earlier with Will Levis. I want to see him throw the ball 50 times a game. Honestly, What do you have to lose?
Yeah. Yeah, if he throws 50 times, he's going to get sacked 20 of them. I mean, you don't want – I think that what they have to do, I want to see – some of your leaders step up and play well. I want to see Jeffrey Simmons dominate a game. I want to see Arden Key dominate the game. I want to see Will Levis throw 50 times to get sacked 20. I want to see all that stuff. I want to see him, you know, when it's 30 seconds left in the game, you got zero timeouts, and I want to see you go win the game. I want to see Snead come back off of IR and make a big-time pick. I want to see Awuzie get healthy and make a play. I want to see, you know, Amani Hooker, when it's the game's on the line, make interceptions. I want to see the offensive line just physically dominate a game. That's what I want to see with these last five games.
I'm with you, Chris. I mean, I think it's simple as that. Like, and I don't necessarily care about wins and losses at this point.
Absolutely.
I just want to see improvement. I want to, you know, I feel like I've seen enough from Will Levis over the course of the last few games that make me feel confident. Okay, you can take him into 2025, build an offensive line for him, get him more weapons. But, you know, I just want to see guys continue to get better. Look, I've been impressed with Chick Okonkwo the last couple games.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, and let's just go back to 1999. You know, no, I'm just kidding. No, I am. I mean, I just want to see. I agree with you. Chig has been doing well. Calvin Ridley's been doing well.
Yeah.
I just want to see your stars play like stars. I want to see Jeffrey Simmons just take over the whole game, ripping people's face masks off. I want to see Will Levis, you know, win a game. Don't just win one game, but win back-to-back games. Those are things we want to see. So, you know, I think it can happen if your stars start to shine.
My thing is, and this is the last thing, I want to see them, you know, they've carried some stuff over game to game. I now want to see it year to year. Like, I want to see Will Levis pick up, like, if he ends the year strong, take that into next season. And I know the team's going to change, but I mean, like, we thought we were getting that this year with him, and it was like you kind of had to start all over again. So I just want to see some of that carry over, but time will tell. Chris, always appreciate it, my friend.
Appreciate
we'll be listening
you,
on Sunday.
Love y'all so much.
Love you, too.
And then when I see you again, we'll talk about the 1999 team.
I can't wait. Yeah, we will do it. It'll be a lot of fun. That is
appreciate
for sure.
Appreciate you, brothers. Love y'all.
Forever Titans wide receiver Chris appreciate Sanders you. With us on...
I get it.
There you go. Did that scare you, Dr. Crane?
Tad bit. I jumped out of my chair.
Good. I am glad. Look, I get it too. And I love the nostalgia, but it's like my point is, can this team ever get to a point where we're talking about them now and not having to look back on the good old days?
It just made me laugh because the tone you had and coming after Chris was talking about it just made me laugh. I don't know.
I mean, by any means. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is. It's always must listen and celebrity birthdays here on Chasing Big Joe 102.5, 106.3 The Game.